the ayat which I have recited in the khutbah. أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Are you going to be jealous what Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon someone? Let us understand one of the greatest harm of jealousy. Allah Ta'ala grants people favors according to His wisdom. Allah grants favors. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is the grace of Allah. He gives it to whomsoever He wishes. Why Allah grants someone rizq? Why He grants someone ilm? Allah. And one amongst the alims, some of the people, there's a very beautiful poem in Arabic. You know, where the ulama of the past used to say, رَضِينَا بِالْقِسْمَةِ الْجَبَّارِ فِينَا لَنَا عِلْمٌ وَلِلْجُهَالِ مَالٌ. We are happy with Allah Ta'ala's distribution. Allah has given us knowledge. Allah has given the people who are not so fortunate, Allah has given them wealth. We are happy. You see, so Allah Ta'ala gives someone wealth, so Allah Ta'ala gives some people knowledge. نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ. Allah says, I give people risk. وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْدٍ دَرَجَاتٍ. And I give one more than others. I give people superiority in terms of wealth. لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ. Allah has reasons why. Allah gives a reason. I don't want to go into that reasons. Allah clearly makes mention, I give people favors according to my wisdom. Why Allah gives people favors, Allah knows. In a hadith that appears, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, there are many people that I give them, I leave them in poverty because the iman is only intact with poverty. If I would have given them wealth, لَأَفْسَدَتَهُ, they would have become corrupt. وَلَوْبَسَتَ اللَّهُ رِزْقَ الْعِبَادِ. Not only a hadith, the Quran tells us, if Allah would have given everyone wealth according to His desire, لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, there would have been corruption in the earth. So Allah Ta'ala gives some people more, some people. And there's another, the same hadith goes on to make mention, there are many people whom I've given wealth, if I had made them poor, they would have lost the iman. So Allah knows, but Allah has His wisdom. Now when you are jealous about Allah distributing His favors, in actual words what you are saying, you are objecting to Allah's distribution. You are saying, Aliyadhu billah, Allah made a mistake. Allah made a mistake. Why did He give this person that? Why did He give this person that? So a jealous person, when he is not happy with the favor Allah has bestowed upon someone, in actual words, he is now objecting to the distribution of Allah. And aliyadhu billah, that is such a serious thing. It can, according to some ulama, even lead to kufr. This Allah Ta'ala says, أَمْ يَحْسُرُونَ النَّاسِ. Are people jealous? أَلَا مَا أَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. That we have given people fadl and grace and some sort of benefit. Some of the ulama have made mention that amongst the harms of jealousy is that it leads one close to disbelief. We don't say it is disbelief, we don't say it is, but it leads one close to disbelief, because a person implies that Allah made a mistake in giving someone else favor. Aliyadhu billah, how can you ever imply something? When you are jealous about what Allah grants someone else, then you are, in actual words, or not in so many words, saying that Allah, why did Allah grant him? Allah made a mistake. Allah shouldn't give him wealth. Allah shouldn't give him this talent. Allah shouldn't give him good children. Allah Ta'ala shouldn't give him healthy children. And you're saying that Allah made a mistake. And many a times a person forgets the favors Allah has granted him. He forgets that. And he focuses on what Allah has or hasn't granted someone else. And therefore it comes in hadith at-Tibrani, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, they are the enemies of Allah's bounties. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, who are the enemies of Allah's bounties? See, those people who are jealous about what Allah has granted someone else. They are the enemies of Allah Ta'ala's bounties. And amongst the things that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has also said, that the ulama have said, that jealousy, amongst the other harms, tarnishes one's iman. Therefore, in a hadith, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, لَا يَجْتَمِعُ فِي جَوْفِ عَبْدٍ الْإِيمَانُ وَالْحَسَدِ. The two things can never gather in a person, iman and hasad. If you have iman, you will not be jealous. If you have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can't be jealous. And the moment you are jealous, it means your iman is not correct and perfect. So jealousy tarnishes a person's iman. And then furthermore, the ulama tell us from the hadith of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that jealousy eats up your righteous deeds. Jealousy eats up your good deeds, your salat, your zakat, by becoming jealous of someone.